Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor at Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we turn to God's Word this morning, we turn to 1 Kings chapter 16. Let us read together the whole of the chapter as our text and scripture reading this morning. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, "Inasmuch as I lifted you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam and have made my people Israel sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins, surely I will take away the prosperity of Baasha and the posterity of his house. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Baasha and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the fields." Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Baasha rested with his fathers, and was buried in Tirzah. Then Elah his son reigned in his place. And also the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha and his house, because of all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel, and reigned 2 years in Tirzah. Now his servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him, as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. Then it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he was seated on his throne, that he killed all the household of Baasha. He did not leave him one male, neither of his relatives nor of his friends. Thus Zimri destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha, and the sins of Elah, his son, by which they sinned, and by which they had made Israel sin, in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, Zimri had reigned in Tirzah 7 days, and the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belongs to the Philistines. Now the people who were encamped heard it, said, "Zimri has conspired and also has killed the king." So all Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel that day in the camp. Then Omri and all Israel went up with him from Gibbethon, and they besieged Tirzah. And it happened when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the citadel of the king's house, and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire, and died, because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he had committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri, the treason he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two halves. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king. The other half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel, and reigned 12 years. 6 years he reigned in Tirzah, and he bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. Then he built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built Samaria, after the name of Shemer, the owner of the hill. Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him. For he walked in the ways of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, in his sin which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord of God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and the might which he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri rested with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria. Then Ahab his son reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab the son of Omri became king over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians. And he went and served Baal, and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abiram, his firstborn, and with his youngest son, Segub, he sets up its gates, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. Thus far, the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to our study of it this morning. As we look at God's word this morning, we see two things going on. We see the drumbeat of the sinful and erroneous kings of Israel, and in the background, we again and again hear about Asa. In this year of Asa, in that year of Asa, king of Judah. And Asa was the good king of Judah. He had served the Lord. He had taken down many things. Certainly he wasn't perfect. We've already looked at his reign as far as it is shown for us here in the book of Kings. There's much more in Chronicles. And yet as we look at this, we see the continued descent of Israel in their sins. And as they reject God, God rejects them and continues to cause problems for them. And so as we look at this passage, we want to look first of all in verses 1 through 14 at the ruin of Baasha's family as it had been prophesied by God for his sins. Then we look at Zimri, Tibni, and Omri. They struggle for the kingship of Israel. And in verses 29 through 34, we look at the beginning of the reign of Ahab. And Ahab will be on our subject for a number of weeks here as we continue to look at him as he struggles against Elijah. And as God demonstrates the sin of Israel in that way. And so as we look, first of all, at the ruin of Baasha's family, and we see the prophecy of God concerning it, the theme that we want to see here is, as God continues to offer grace, Israel, rejecting it, plunges itself into deepest sins again and again. As God continues to offer grace, Israel, rejecting it, continues to plunge itself into the deepest sins again and again. And so we look at Baasha. God had sent him to destroy the family of Jeroboam. Now he is destroyed in that same manner. And this had been prophesied to him by God. God had sent him a warning beforehand, saying, "You're going to die in the same manner because you are following after his same sins." This warning here comes by Jehu, the son of Hanani. He is reminded of God's great blessings to him. "Inasmuch as I lifted you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam," we read. He is reminded of God's blessings, and yet he charges him then with his sins. We read that he has caused God's people to sin more, and to give glory, to pay homage to useless idols, that he himself had provoked God to anger by worshiping and serving these idols. And so God foretells for him the same destruction that came upon the family of Jeroboam. Now there is a time of peace granted, so that Baasha dies in peace. The rest of his acts, we read in verse 5, he died and rested with his fathers, was buried in Tirzah. But remember that God's punishment is not finished at death for unbelievers. He has the power, as Jesus says, "Do not just fear those who can kill the body, but fear God, who after he has destroyed the body, can destroy both body and soul in hell." He has the power to cast into eternal punishment. And so, though Baasha's family doesn't seem to have been as bad as he was, yet we see that God will destroy and will judge. And so Zimri slays the whole family of Baasha, including the son Elah, who reigns for 2 years in Baasha's place, just as Jeroboam falls in his sins, in exactly the same manner Baasha and his family are destroyed. And we read that Elah was drinking himself drunk, verses 9 and 10, in his servant's house. When we are drinking ourselves drunk, we don't know what's going to happen to us in that state. The Bible is very clear that we are not to be drunk with wine. The Bible does give us opportunity to drink wine and to drink beer and that sort of thing, but we're not to be drunk with it, it says again and again. How many people have been killed in drunken car crashes or other things and done other things which have caused problems for their whole lives when they are drunk? And so Zimri slays him, and he slays the whole family. He doesn't even leave any of his friends a male heir, we read in verses 10 through 14. And so Zimri and Tibni and Omri struggle for the crown. They seek to be established without God's blessing. Again, we have here in the background that drumbeat of God's blessing on the godly king, Asa of Judah, verse 23. And so we have the 7-day reign of Zimri. When Israel finds out about this, they rise up and they anoint Omri in his stead, a commander in his stead, because of his sins which he has committed in walking in the way of Jeroboam, causing Israel to sin, verse 19. And we then have the struggle of Omri and Tibni. Half of Israel follow Tibni, the other half follow Omri. But what happens to Tibni? He is killed. The people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, and Tibni dies and Omri reigns. It was Omri, we read, who built Samaria, a city that we continue to hear about, named after the previous owner, Shimer. And Omri set up, very temporarily, we read, as the worst king of Israel's history. He has done more than all of those before him. But Omri is the father of Ahab, whom many will remember. And we come then to the reign of Ahab. And of course, we remember him as he who sets up against Elijah. And at the very beginning, we read of his reign. Good King Asa, we remember, is still reigning in Judah, still being blessed by God. And Ahab's memory is that he did evil, more evil than any king before him. From now on, Ahab will be the standard for wickedness. Omri, his father, has been eclipsed. The sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, were trivial for him. He married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, the king of the Sidonians, a priestess for Baal. Ahab worshipped and served Baal, making a temple for Baal in Samaria. Again, Ahab has the epithet that he did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel before him. Notice, he eclipses them in his wickedness. And we understand that. We know that by his confrontations with Elijah, among many other things. And at that same time, as we continue to look at what Israel is doing in wickedness here, we are reminded of the wickedness even of rejecting God's curse in the rebuilding of Jericho. One thing of great note, as we said, is that the cursed city of Jericho was rebuilt. It had been cursed by Joshua that whoever builds it, he would lay the foundation with his firstborn, and that he would put the gates up with the death of his youngest. And we see Hiel here builds it, and exactly God's curse comes upon him. Jericho was an important city for the protection of Israel. It was the gateway to the land. And it was the command of God not to build it as a demonstration of reliance on him that he would protect and not man's abilities. And so as we look at all of these things, we see that God will judge. We must understand his wrath against us in our sins. And as we continue to see those sins of Israel built upon sin, we are reminded that the only way of salvation is through the grace of God, and that God continues to offer these sinful kings grace, and yet they continue to reject him. And so we, as we consider our own lives, need to be reminded of the grace of God which God has towards those who will trust in him, and that we must turn to Christ from our ways of putting our trust in the things of this world and all of the other things which we put our trust in, and put our trust in Jesus Christ alone, in our lives, in our country, in all things. Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. If you have any questions concerning the things we cover on Start the Week or the Bible in general, feel free to contact us. Our telephone number is 701-288-3265. We invite you to join us for worship at Salem Reformed Church at 9 a.m. at 209 First Avenue Southwest in Ashley, North Dakota. If you are closer to Dickinson, we invite you to First Reformed Chapel of Dickinson. Worship there is at the Dickinson Holiday Inn Express at 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings. If you would like to listen to this message again or to other sermons by myself and my colleagues, they can be found on the internet at worldwidewebsermonaudio.com under NPCRCUS, or just search for my name on sermonaudio.com. If Ashley or Dickinson are too far for you to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States also has churches in Minot and Animus in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pierre, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, Golden Valley and Eden Prairie, and Hamburg in Minnesota. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness. It includes an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail Salem Reformed Church, P.O. Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church pray that you would have the comfort of knowing God this week and forever.